Antonio decided that he liked being the Duke. He met secretly with King Alonso of Naples to steal my throne.
King Alonso, I need many of your soldiers to help take the throne of Milan away from my brother Prospero.
I will help you, Antonio, but you must tax much gold from your people to pay for the services of my army.
I was foolish to trust my brother to take care of Milan for me. I was reading a book about sorcery in the castle library when the guards came to take me away. Antonio and Alonso from Naples, go away.
We give the orders now, Prospero. Guards, take him.
I realized then that I had lost my kingdom by spending too much time with my books. I have been a poor ruler. I've neglected the good people of Milan. My heart sank even more when I set eyes upon you, Miranda. My little baby, come to me.
Papa!
Both I and my daughter are at your mercy. What will you do with us?
You shall soon see, Prospero.
Let us rush to the city docks.
We were taken under guard to Milan's waterfront, where we were placed aboard a ship. It sailed for many miles, far from any sign of land. Alonso and Antonio had plotted the best way to kill us without leaving a single trace.
We cannot kill Prospero ourselves. The people of Milan still love him and would turn against us.
Very well, then. We will cast him adrift and claim he was lost at sea.
Gonzalo, the king's loyal advisor, was ordered to carry out this terrible deed. It made him sad that two innocent lives must end.
I do not like to do this, Prospero, but I must obey my king.
But kind-hearted Gonzalo had hidden food, water, clothes, and many important books of magic on our small boat. Bless Gonzalo for this. Our lives may yet be saved. Our leaking boat bobbed on the sea like a cork. Soon, our food and water were almost gone. I had just about given up hope when we landed on the coast of this island. We found a cave to make our home. For many months, I carefully read my books, and it was then I found I had my magic powers. Now that you know who you really are, my daughter, I will wait a bit to explain about the storm. Sleep now, and I will tell you the rest when you awake.
So Miranda fell asleep, and the spirit Ariel drew near to report to Prospero.
I have done everything you ordered me to do, master. When the ship seemed about to sink, I flew from cabin to cabin and deck to deck, frightening everyone. The sailors all stayed aboard, but everyone in the king's party jumped off the ship and tried to swim to shore. All went off in different directions, but every one of them is safe. They must have thought a devil had taken over their ship. I used my magic powers to put all the sailors who stayed aboard into a deep sleep. I then safely docked the boat in a peaceful cove. The king's party are all well separated and scattered over the island.
Good, Ariel. But now I have another job for you.
More work, master. You promised you would set me free.
And I will, when it is time. Have you forgotten